Like many of us in the Central and South Coast, Tara Zanecki has been counting pennies since the start of the coronavirus crisis. The Santa Barbara woman works in the hospitality industry and found herself unemployed. She says the weekly $600 federal subsidy to unemployment was a lifesaver.
I was let go. I was furloughed on March 29th. It was really scary. The $600 was so critical.
But as of this week, the federal subsidy has ended. The U.S. Labor Department reports that the average unemployed American was receiving $321 in assistance a week. The federal subsidy of $600 brought it to $921 a week. Now it's back to $321. Also up in the air is one of the other big moves by the federal government, the $1,200 stimulus checks. There's been a lot of talk about a second round, but nothing has been decided. A longtime political science professor on the South Coast believes that more federal help is on the way, even though Democrats and Republicans are haggling over what it would include.
Almost undoubtedly, there will be some kind of an agreement because, if for no other reason, election politics, they just got to get something done. And with the possibility of evictions, that proviso from prior legislation, that dropping off, you don't want several million people thrown out in the streets. And no matter what Trump says, this is not something the Republicans need to have added to their track record.
Dr. Herb Gooch was chairman of Cal Lutheran's political science department. Gooch thinks another round of stimulus checks is likely, but says the amounts and rules surrounding who gets them may not be the same.
I think there probably will be another round. For one thing, Trump, it will make him look good to get some checks out there before the election comes, before November the 3rd. So something's going to come. I would imagine by Tuesday and Wednesday, they'll block out something, $2.5 trillion, I think is what they're going to end up with.
The longtime political observer says Republicans have a major but mostly overlooked issue on their agenda for their new relief package.
The Republicans would like to indemnify businesses. In other words, make it as clear as possible that businesses are not responsible and can't be sued for employees who get coronavirus. As you can imagine, the litigation that would cause. So that's a strong but not often publicly viewed reason for the difference between the Republican $3 billion and Democrat $1 billion proposals.
Gooch says one of the Democrats' major priorities is a huge infusion of cash for schools.
We need massive sums to state and local governments. And the tip of that iceberg is the schools, because we've just got to make our schools, if we reopen them, we've just got to satisfy people's worries that their kids might bring back COVID or it will spread amongst the existing students. That's absolutely essential.
Does the political science professor think the stimulus efforts have made a difference with the nation's hard-hit economy?
It has had an impact, and the problem is that Trump really bet heavily you would have, with the warmer weather, a lessening of the COVID, that it would sort of follow the flu. And of course, what surprised everybody is that it hasn't. And this resurge, or whatever you want to call it, is just completely surprised everybody. It's left the Trump people with no strategy at all. They had hoped that there would be a lessening, giving them a breathing space then to prepare for the fall.
Santa Barbara hotel worker Tara Zanecki is now back at work. But she says she's nervous. With tourism off, she just found out she's going from full-time to part-time.
I've been back for 3 weeks now. I'm getting paid a little bit of hazard pay by my hotel, and I'm getting paid a little bit extra for meal time, but it still doesn't equal that extra $600 kicker.
But she says she's grateful for the work that she's getting when many of her friends haven't been working at all. Many people who normally aren't interested in politics are actually paying attention to Washington, D.C. this week to see what kind of new relief plan, if any, gets hammered out by Democrats and Republicans. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.